From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening in the Wookieeverse with the Wooks, music in the universal language. And the Wooks are here to speak it with you. The Wooks, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Bar with a shine in her eyes. She tells me her stories. She laughs and she cries. We sit and we talk for hours on end. She's working so hard, but she swears she can't win the race. She's miles ahead. A girl from the county. She's fine and she's fair.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts.
She's on the run, a narrow fate. She falls in his arms. Just Father, please help me. I'm taking his heart, it's done. The sweet laurel grows. The girl from the county, she's fine and she's fair. I know that she's going, but I don't know. With fear in their eyes, a girl from the county will tell you no lie. Will tell you no lie.
Give it up. All right. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm tonight's host of the program, Brad Becker, and I'm glad to be here for Red Barn Radio's 470th broadcast. Yeah. We'd like to thank you all for joining us for our last program of season 13. We're coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for tonight's guests, the Wooks.
Thank you.
Here's tonight's Red Barn Radio host, right. Brad Becker, speaking with the Wooks. Here's Brad.
All right. If you're just tuning in to Red Barn Radio, you were listening to perhaps the greatest band you've ever heard. This band is the Wooks, and I know the house is enjoying it. The Wooks are Arthur Hancock, Galen Green, C.J. Kane on guitar, Jesse Wells over there on fiddle, and Roddy Puckett laying down the bass. Great music tonight, you guys. Love the way you're mixing it up. We'd like to get to know all of you, and I might start at the bottom and work our way up. So I think I'm going to start with Roddy. Bottom meaning like the bottom, the bass,
the bottom
of the music, man. You're laying it down. It sounds great.
Thank you.
Journalism is kind of fun now because there's so much out there you can look at and listen to. And I had fun looking at some of the projects that you've been involved in the past. Tell us about some of your work that you've done, other than bluegrass.
Other than bluegrass?
Yeah.
I started about 20 years ago or so playing in Green Jeans. It was this jam band that we started here in Lexington. We were terrible. Eventually.
That's not true.
We persevered. And
I heard you guys.
Currently, I've been playing with this honky tonk band, the Kentucky Hoss Cats.
Okay. Do we have another? Is there another Hoss Cat in the house, actually?
Yeah, Jesse is an honorary Hoss Cat here.
Hoss.
And of course, Arthur. Everybody. I also play in a band called Owsley County. We used to be called Very Garcia Band, and we, of course, a lot of Jerry Garcia stuff. And that's how I started off, I got exposed to the Grateful Dead in 92, and there's no turning back for me. And
there's an obvious connection between them and bluegrass.
Absolutely, and I appreciate it.
I listened to your band, the Owsley. I listened to some clip online. It was fun. You all did Paul Simon. You did some Steely Dan.
Yes.
I was thinking, what Steely Dan tune would be good grassed up? I had kind of a tough time with that.
In another band I play in acoustically called Triple Crown, we try to do Kid Charlemagne to some extent.
Come on.
Seriously.
Not in a bluegrass style.
Yeah, well, kind of, sort of. We'll double time
a little
bit. But we learned the song, so we figured we should play it as often as we can, electric or acoustic.
She came along like she was hiding some deep secret. Now she's gone and I carry on to keep it. The cows are grazing, boys are fishing, it's getting good. Fate's an old woodpecker and I'm an old chunk of wood. Some mysteries we will never know. Then the crow made a nest. We shared a line etched in stone between 2 years. I aim to pack my grave someday and go see her. I wanna climb that ladder, Jacob, won't you hold? Gotta drop me a line this side of Jordan. Some mysteries we will never know. Turtle dove and the crow made a nest. The American dream suited us just fine. laid down easy in my time of dying.
I think if you got a guitar player like CJ in the band, you could probably do reeling in the years.
We could get away with a lot of stuff with CJ, thanks.
Yeah.
Brag on Roddy, though. He won't tell you this, but he's played in front of probably more people than any of us. He's played, did a show with Dark Star Orchestra in front of about 20,000 people.
Wow. Yeah.
I win.
I'm not going from the bottom up at all. I'm starting at the top. Were you playing electric bass, I guess, with that band, right? Do you play other instruments other than bass?
Yeah, I play guitar, mandolin, piano, whatever. Not very good, but I play it.
Yeah, right. I know what that means, not very good. When you guys say not very good, it means you confront the band as a guitarist. Roddy, thanks for talking to me. Nice to have you here.
They blew up the Chicken Man in Philly last night. They blew up his house, too. Down on the boardwalk, they ready for a fight. Wanna see what them racket boys can do. Trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble on that promenade, and the gambling commissioner's hanging on by the skin of his teeth. Everything dies, baby. No honest man can pay. So I drew out what I had from that Central Trust, and I bought us two tickets on that Coast City bus. Everything dies, baby, and that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty. Meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Hard to find. There's winners and there's losers, but I'm south of the line. I'm tired of getting caught out on that losing end. But I talked to a man last night, gonna do a little favor for him. Everything dies, baby, and that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, put your hair up. In Atlantic City. Oh, meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Oh, meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Come on.
Just joined us. Tonight, we'll rip the books on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
Jesse is a multi-instrumentalist. I have seen him playing all of these instruments in different bands and other instruments not represented up here. You learned your first instrument was the fiddle?
It was actually the mandolin.
It's the mandolin.
When I was about 5 years old, I started trying to play the mandolin. And
on this program, one beautiful thing about this genre, you know, is that typically about family. I mean, there's something passed on from family members, and your dad plays.
Yeah, my father's an old-time fiddler, primarily, and as I was growing up, we had lots of fiddle music in the house, but we also had John Coltrane on the record player and the Beatles and a great variety of music. Of course, I wanted to be a lot like my father, so when I graduated high school, I started to learn the fiddle, so there's that college transition again. I left home, and this was what I missed. I missed my family, and I missed the music that they made, so that made me pursue fiddle and banjo music even more, the music of our culture and of my home there in Eastern Kentucky. I grew up in Johnson County, very rural part of Eastern Kentucky, between West Liberty and Paintsville. And had nothing else to do as a child but play music when I was growing up. We didn't have the internet, and hard to believe it wasn't that too long ago. But
yeah, right.
I moved to Louisville, Kentucky, and went to college and found my way back to Morehead State and actually finished my degree there.
Did you do jazz?
I studied jazz guitar at University of Louisville and then at Morehead State, but of course I lost interest in that pretty quickly. I still play a lot of guitar. I still enjoy that.
Did you feel that your jazz training was valuable for your, you know, for your musicianship?
Of course, yes. And the whole music education experience in college, studying music theory and music history, it was very important.
So you went mandolin to fiddle?
Well, I went mandolin to guitar to banjo to fiddle. So I ended up, the fiddle's probably the last instrument that I pursued. So, and it's the one I pursued the most passionately. So,
you've done good with it.
Well, I'm trying every day. I still practice.
You're just such a beautiful player. You just support the music in so many great ways. Tell us about the instrument you're playing, where that came from, and how many different fiddles have you had in your life?
I don't know.
Violin.
I don't know how many I own right now. So, right now,
yeah,
a couple of dozen. Not too bad. And this is a fiddle made by John Silikowski from just across the river in Indiana from Louisville. And he's a really popular fiddle builder. He builds instruments that are voiced for fiddle music primarily. He's an award-winning viola builder, but he makes great fiddles with a nice, deep, rich tone. And folks like Casey Dreesen and Michael Cleveland and Lucy Becker and some fine musicians play John's instruments.
Nice.
Yeah, we're always searching for good instruments. So if you have any Guarneris or Strads in your attic,
you know who to call, ladies and gentlemen.
Call on my own, but I'm satisfied. I got nothing to do. Sip bum for dime for some Red Mountain wine. Got a house in Carolina and a farm in Tennessee. Boxcar in Virginia and a shed in Waikiki. But I'm satisfied. I got nothing to do. Sip bum for dime for some Red Mountain wine. Call on my own. I'm satisfied. I got
said bum for a dime for some Red Mountain wine.
CJ Kane is a hot guitarist. Everyone agree? Yeah, who? All right. Who would not? CJ, you started playing guitar at 14. Is that right?
Yeah, 16 years ago, actually.
Yeah. All right. So that would make you. Yeah, got it. Okay. Yeah. Right.
22. I started kind of on the Stevie Ray Vaughan path and. I got frustrated and kind of laid it down for a few years, and then my dad kind of drug me out to the Festival of the Bluegrass and saw the Seldom Scene, and at the time Chris Eldridge was playing with them, and I kind of got the bluegrass bug. A few weeks later, he took me to see Tony Rice at the Kentucky Theater, and Guy Clark opened. Tony played, and then JD actually came up and played a few songs with him and Peter, and it was kind of All She Wrote after that, I guess.
Here's that family thing again. So did your dad really drag you to this bluegrass
festival?
Well,
I mean, for many years, I couldn't stand the music that he listened to, and it just seemed like a good time to go out there and hang out with his friends, and it was once I kind of saw how the jam sessions worked and seeing the music in person really opened my mind to it. There was a group of guys from London, Travis Hale, and they had the most epic jam sessions at that time at Festival of the Bluegrass, and they were a big influence on me, like, you know, getting started anyway.
Everyone in Nacogdoches knew Tom Ames would come to some bad end, cause the sheriff called him stealing chickens and such by the time that he was 10. One day his daddy took a $10 bill, he tucked it in his hand. He said, I know that you're headed for trouble, son. Mama wouldn't understand. So he took his dad's money and his brothers obeyed. He left without a word of thanks. He bailed in with his crowd in some border town. He took a robbing bank. Yeah, but outside the law, you look around how fast. A few years came and went, till he's trapped in an alley in Abilene. Thought before shell spent, and he realized praying was the only thing that he hadn't ever tried. He wasn't sure he knew quite how, but he looked up to the sky. You don't know me nothing as far as I know, Lord. I don't know nothing to you. I ain't asking for a miracle, Lord. Little bit of luck will do. And you know I ain't never prayed before, cause it always seemed to me that praying's the same as begging, Lord, and I don't take no charity. Guilty and his gavel came down just like a can shot. I went away quietly, I began to file and plot. And they sent the preacher on down to my cell. Said, Lord, is your only hope. It's the only friend you're gonna have, son, when you hit the end of Parker's Road. And I guess he could have kept on preaching to Christmas, but he turned his back on me. I put a homemade blade to that golden throat, asked the deputy for the key. Devil himself, the devil himself's been strictly touch and go.
but who in the hell am I talking to? There ain't no one here but me. So he cocked both his pistols and spit in the dirt and walked out into that street. Tries to hide her pain inside her ever-loving soul. It's hard for you to run away, it's hard to hang around. No, it's not the answer, yes, it'll burn you down. You can take the detour, the shortest way around. White lines, neon signs will put you in the ground.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with the Wooks, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with the Wooks after this break. This is Red Barn Radio. Welcome back. Tonight, we're with the Wooks. This is Red Barn Radio.
You can take the detour, the shortest way around. White lines, neon signs put you in the ground. You can live a high life, you can paint the town. White lines, neon signs put you in the ground. White lines, neon signs put you in the ground.
When you think of the guitarists that really sort of have shaped the way that you play, Tony Rice, obviously, and Sutton and Dominski, you know, like, what are the unique qualities of playing that make you really lock into a guitarist?
The guys that I've really attached to, like, I've not always had the greatest work ethic of, like, studying their exact solos, but the common thing between, like, Stevie and Tony and Critter and Dwayne Allman and all those guys is kind of the conviction that they play with or the passion that they play with, and that's what I like in guitar players, I guess.
Hmm. Any kind of unique picking style or things that you do with your fingers that are
I do a lot of things
trademark?
Wrong. Cross pick.
we didn't hear any of that.
But, you know, you kind of have to find your own way around it. I'd say if you're trying to learn proper technique, you should study Brian Sutton because he's scientifically got the most perfect technique of anyone I've ever seen. So,
and how would you describe perfect technique?
Well, his pick angles at, you know, the right angle all the time, and his hand positions are all spot on to get that great volume that he gets and that clarity in his notes and cleanliness. And he was a big influence on me as well.
Tell us about your path with instruments.
I know one song on the mandolin and no one else knows it. It's called Old Grimes. and I know a Zeppelin song on the mandolin. I can literally play no other instrument but this.
You're doing some songwriting.
Yeah.
And you guys, I noticed at least one of your tunes on the set list.
I wrote quite a few songs for the last band I was in. I used to play with Newtown with Katie mm-hmm. Penn. I played with her for 10 years, and I was the only writer in the band at the time. Now they've got a few guys in there writing. But this band, a lot of the guys are writing, so I've got two or three. They got two, each of us have about two or three songs that we're going to record soon.
All right. You had a number one hit last year.
Tell me about that. Where?
Yeah, I wrote it in
there. Where? That seems worth talking about.
That's on Newtown's last record, Time Machine, is the opening track called All I Was to You, and I wrote it in the bathroom of the third floor of the William T. Young Library in college.
Jake Satterfield was not respected. Some say he's tempted. They think he'll steal. No invitation, social party ever came to Jake Satterfield. On a chestnut mare and an old spring wagon, he come riding into town. Had an old big crow cussing on his shoulder. Springfield rifle with side file down. She got lost way back in the hill. When the town folk gathered, they all said no one knows these woods like Jake Satterfield. Well, they gave him gold and they gave him silver. Said I'll try to pick up her trail. If I'm not back by tomorrow evening, won't come home. Nor Miss Glory Johnson ever heard from or seen again. One winter evening, an old bird traveler claimed he was dying in winter snow. Said he was saved by a gold-haired lady and an old moonshiner on a chestnut mare with an old pet crow.
You've met everyone except for Galen and Arthur, and I'm going to talk to Galen. Now, Galen is the mandolinist up here. He is tall and bearded. I saw that A style, right? Is that?
Yes.
A mandolin.
It is a 2006 Collings MT.
Did you just happen to get that instrument?
If you're asking if I prefer A styles over F styles,
I guess that's what I was going
to
go to, yeah.
It was just because they're cheaper. I love F styles. I've put this particular mandolin up against a lot of really nice F styles, and I prefer this one.
I think it sounds great. Love your playing, and you just bring so much to the sound and your singing. Where's your home?
Well, I was born in Albany, Georgia, but I grew up in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Okay.
And I've been all over the place, Colorado, Mexico, Michigan. Now I'm here.
Places where you've lived?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, lived with your family or just out on your own sort of personal journey?
With my family, but most of that was in Virginia and some in Michigan, and then by myself in Colorado and Mexico and Georgia.
Arthur says at some point online that you guys first played in high school together.
That's right.
What high school?
Online, like idigmandolinplayers.com. Is that?
We went to Woodbury Forest in Orange.
Oh,
Virginia.
Okay, good. So you all went to the.
So we met there and started playing music together there.
So by the time you got to high school, had you been playing for a while, or?
I started actually on the doing Suzuki violin when I was 6. Huh. And then I broke my left wrist snowboarding when I was 13, and it ended my life as a violin player. Took a year off from music because I didn't know what to do, and then my family got me a mandolin my freshman year in high school for Christmas.
Let that be a lesson to you out there, young violinists. No snowboarding for you.
Unless you want to start playing mandolin.
Oh, unless you want to end up, with a band called the Wooks, playing an A-style mandolin. Yeah. You guys met, connected, and then you went your own separate ways.
Yeah, that's right.
For a long time, right?
A long time, and we always kept in touch. And my family has a lot of roots here in Kentucky. So when I would come here for holidays, which we'd do sometimes, I would call Arthur and we'd get together and play music. And if he was anywhere near me, we'd do the same thing. And we just kept in touch over the years and always talked about having a band.
And so you live here now?
No, yeah.
You live here in Lexington?
I live in Paris, but yeah.
In Paris, all right.
Sometimes a man in the mirror. Some folks call me the breeze. On my own time, lost in my mind. Can't find no forest for the tree. On and on with ever after. Digging for what I don't need. My own mind, it's golden time. History brings me to my knees. I am fine. I am fine. I am fine, going out of mind. Tomorrow carries no answer. Yesterday holds only dreams. I seek to find a truer time. Whistling forest, rocky stream. From this hill, the sun's still setting. Down in town, children scream. Crooked signs, same old rhyme. Little wheels in a big machine.
Joined us tonight, we're with the Wooks from Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
Dan, we got new Chacos, everybody.
I must say, I did
fresh
notice
fresh pattern.
That.
Never yeah. seen that pattern
nice
before.
Nice thing about Chaco. It's a good pattern. Nice
I'm
going to
go look on
Chaco.
The message boards later and look for that pattern, but I don't think anyone's ever seen that pattern before.
Yeah, I had a pair that was 10 years old.
Did you design those?
Kicked it. Custom. Yeah, custom Chacos, bro.
So there's Wooks, Wookettes, Wookies, Wookout America, Wookin' Strong, Wookin' Hard. There's a lot of things I could go into, but we won't talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I can think of a lot of ways to play.
Wooks can be deceiving. Work. Never judge a Wook by its cover. You ever heard
sure.
that Prince song? I was Wookin' when I wrote this. Forgive me if I go astray. Yeah.
How about nice. How about hey, good looking, what you got Wookin'?
Wook like an Egyptian. But
Arthur?
Yeah, what's up?
We're talking to Arthur Hancock now. Arthur is a self-proclaimed horseman, musician, outdoorsman, and
Pat Conley wrote
I like this. I like that you said that you're an all-around mass communicator, and this is really true.
Brad Becker, everyone, you can't see us, but we're having a moment of love right now.
We are having a moment of love.
Brad Becker was my first music teacher when I was in sixth grade, and I hated my life, and I hated school, and then I found the guitar. And I still hated school, but I found the guitar. We hung out a lot.
Yeah.
And Brad was able to communicate with me in a way that teachers usually aren't able to communicate with students, which is through music and friendship. And he helped me find my way. But that's important.
Hold on for a second.
Brad Becker, everybody. No, seriously. And we've been friends ever since. I got to come to Red Barn a lot. Years ago, I'd come to this program. The stories that of the interwoven friendship and music and cool stuff. Like one night, Brad, they hosted a band called Foghorn String Band on this show, and I've played with this band. It's the greatest string band in the modern American times. If you don't know who they are, they're incredible. I emailed them on a winter night 7 years ago that I love their music because I saw them on KAT. They're from Portland. The next thing you know, they email me and say, hey, do you book any gigs in Kentucky? And I'm like, is the only contact you have in Kentucky the random kid that emailed you at 10:30 at night? Well, it was, and we booked them on Red Barn with Brad, and then they went to Natasha's and actually opened for CJ's band. So isn't that weird?
Yeah, now, and they also went over and did a school show.
A school
played
show
for a whole bunch of school kids who had never heard anything like it, and they were just blown away.
Now, the reason this story is important is because Brad and I ended up back in Nonsuch, Kentucky at Adrian Powell's house. And the last thing I remember is sweeping the floor with a broom to an old chime jam and waking up late for work the next morning. So I didn't start out as a musician. I started out as someone that loved music. Like CJ, the first time I saw him, he probably thought I was crazy because I ran up to him. And I was like, man, you're a great guitarist. You know, there's not many people that can do what he does, honestly. Tone, time, and taste. There's three things that most people don't have all of. So I've never played in a band really before. Jesse and I had a band once with a guy named Tyler Childers that we still love. Until like 2012, I'd only played music with my dad, one guy in college. Despite my sarcasm and cynicism and joking manner, this is like the greatest thing that's ever happened in my life. Hmm. Seriously, playing music with these guys is the only time in my life that I haven't thought about something else. Like in the moment of doing it, I don't think about anything else. So it's really special. And we started in like March, you know? It's amazing how things work. We're just some guys who like to play music, so thank you for being here.
She likes stealing from Salvation Armies. Says it makes her feel like the movies. I bats her eye with a crooked smile. Wonders why the hell I'm pissed. This ain't like any film that I recall. Ain't exactly the Italian Job. This kind of stuff, it's for soccer moms dying to be young again. She's dancing around the room in her cheetah print bodysuit. Roll the credits while the scene is through. It's the story of a messed up kid. But she loves to go out on the weekends. But throws me the keys and whispers pretty please. And wonders if we'll take her home. You think if she knew my weakness. She tried to help me to beat it. That's why I love her so, but since growing up, don't take her out to shop no more. She's dancing around the room in her cheetah print bodysuit. Roll the credits while the scene is through. It's the story of a messed up kid. Like stealing from Salvation Armies. Says it makes her feel like the movies. I bat her eye with a crooked smile. Wonders why the hell I'm pissed. She's dancing around the room in a cheetah print bodysuit. Roll the credits while the scene is through. It's the story of a messed up kid. She's dancing around the room in a cheetah print bodysuit. Roll the credits while the scene is through. It's the story of a messed up kid. Roll the credits while the scene is through. It's the story of a messed up kid.
I think it would be interesting for people to hear sort of the parallels between you and your dad.
My great-great-grandfather got shot at Gettysburg and rode a mule to Charlottesville, Virginia, where he fell in love with a woman, and they moved to Kentucky and started raising thoroughbred horses. Five generations later, I'm born. Amazingly, I'm raised in a house full of six women, five sisters. I don't die. I learned how to play music, and now here we are. But my dad is my absolute hero because he has, like, the best principles of any man that I've ever met. He'll throw everything away if it's not right, you know. So that's a huge thing. In conducting oneself in the world is to do it with integrity. That's one thing, but, and I'm gonna brag on my dad, he's had songs cut by Willie Nelson, Ray Price. He sang duet with Waylon Jennings on Nashville Now. Like, Larry Rice cut his tunes. He's got two great records. I mean, he had a deal with Monument Records, and the last song, actually, this is a great story. He went in the studio and Kris Kristofferson walks in, oh gosh, you know. And he has three new songs, and it was Darby's Castle, If I Loved Her, and the last tune he had written was Help Me Make It Through the Night. And Dad was a wild man like myself, and he didn't think anyone needed to help him make it through the night, so he cut If I Loved Her. And then a month later, Sam Davis cut it, and it was a number one hit. So if my dad had cut Help Me Make It Through the Night, I wouldn't be here. we would all not be in this moment right now. So thank you that my dad was too headstrong to think that anyone should help him make it through the night. But my dad is a musician, and he's an avid everything. So he struggled with choosing a life path, horses or business or music, and he did both. And I've done the same thing, really. I love Kentucky and horses and the grass and the hills and the trees. And playing music, though, it's like being on a pink cloud, you know. There's nothing else going on when I do it, so I figured we should give it a run. But we talked about this on Red Barn before. When you record something or you do what we're doing right now is blasting into the universe, and it's recorded, so it's forever. And Jesse Wells will archive it one day, hopefully. Recording music with those you love or your friends, which you love, and others is, I don't know, it's just a real experience. So we're really looking forward to doing that. We're really glad to be here, and I'm really glad to say that my dad taught me how to play guitar before Brad Becker.
I'm going to that East Bay Road. I'm going to that East Bay Road. I'm going to that East Bay. I'm going to the West. Going to the one I love best. Roll on, buddy, roll on. Roll on, buddy, roll on. You wouldn't rust a soul if you knew what I know. Thank you.
To thank our guest, the Wooks, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. Give him a big hand. We all thank our guest, the Wooks, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. I also want to thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And, of course, the members of our studio audience. Thank you all so much for your enthusiasm tonight and for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We are on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Brad Becker, tonight's host of Red Barn Radio. Once again, folks, let's hear it for the Wooks.
Dance you Wookiees dance, dance you Wookiees dance, dance on the cabin floor. Dance you Wookiees dance, dance you Wookiees dance, dance till you can't dance no more. Dance you Wookiees dance, dance you Wookiees dance, dance on the cabin floor. Dance you Wookiees dance, dance you Wookiees dance, it's the Wookiee foot shovel, y'all.
y'all very much.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Arthur, Galen, CJ, Jesse, and Rodney, the Wooks, for being with us tonight.
Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker, for her help with our social media. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redbarnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was written and performed by the Downtown County Band. The full version of this song can be heard on their CD release under the title Monterey Blues. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.